It is a fine Friday afternoon across New York and western New England. Of course, we like Fridays no matter what, but when the weather is cooperative, it's even better, and we are sailing into the weekend on a high weather note, and it will even turn warmer as the weekend moves along. By Sunday, many areas will be up around that 70-degree mark, and the warmth will hold as we move into the day on Monday, which, of course, is Patriots Day in Massachusetts. So for now, we're looking at high pressure and control. That area of high pressure is basically moving across the Great Lakes, across eastern Canada, and kind of nosing its way down from the north. So it was a cool morning, with many areas starting off below the freezing mark, and then through the day we've had tons of sunshine, temperatures have moved up very nicely, and the air remains very dry. We have dew point temperatures running mainly in the teens and 20s this afternoon, and one thing to think about this weekend, as we keep the air very dry and it turns warmer, we'll have lower levels of relative humidity, and that will increase our threat for brush fires. This is the season for brush fires across the Northeast, and with dry ground, no rainfall coming, and dry air, and breezes from time to time, that is something to consider over the next couple of days. Otherwise, we're looking at just a great stretch of weather. It will be another cool night, though, with that high-pressure area in control. It will be clear as temperatures fall back into the 20s to lower and mid-30s, so another night with temperatures near below freezing across much of our area, and if you have started that garden already, you'll definitely want to protect those plants once again through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have more sunshine, just like today. Temperatures will be nice and warm as well, basically right around the 60-degree mark across New York and western New England. By Sunday, that high-pressure area will drift to the south. That will allow for more of a wind out of the southwest, and that's going to help push temperatures up close to 70 across much of our area. And then on Monday, we'll watch a front approach from the north. Clouds will increase through the day, and some showers are possible, especially across the north country by Monday afternoon. It'll be a little bit cooler across the north in the 60s. The rest of us should be up around 70 Monday afternoon. Then as that front passes Monday night into Tuesday, we will all see cooler weather to follow by Tuesday afternoon. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. And on Monday, increasing clouds, with a chance of showers mainly north, highs in the 60s north, and 70 to 75 for the Capital Region on south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.